it could backfire on you. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the blame game has been utilized by President Obama so often that because of the lack of real government school education today, most recent graduates and younger voters probably think that simply blaming Congress for any and all problems is proper procedure. During his recent State of the Union address, the president blamed Congress for the lack of action regarding America's energy problems. Of course, he failed to mention that his refusal to take action and approve the Keystone Pipeline has kept America vulnerable to Middle East enemy nations who benefit from our continued purchase of oil from that part of the world. Also, 42,000 possible new jobs remain just a pipe dream. Meanwhile, China is poised to purchase that oil from Canada and build a closer relationship with our closest ally. Of course, Obama took credit for the increased oil production in North Dakota and elsewhere in the U.S., despite the fact it was former President George W. Bush's policies that opened the door to increased domestic oil production. Unfortunately, domestic oil production may soon decline because President Obama refuses to allow more oil exploration and drilling for new sources. Of course, he'll turn around and then blame Congress. Obama has blamed Congress and others in regards to the problems regarding the minimum wage. While some in Congress and a few senators like Ted Cruz have called for increasing opportunities for all Americans by taking actions to reinvigorate the economy, Mr. Hope and Change just wants to increase the minimum wage, which decreases the number of entry-level, lower-skilled jobs for those like teenagers who are starting out in the world of working for a living. Mr. Hope and Change has blamed Congress for the situation regarding illegal immigrants, simply because some in Congress are calling for first sealing and properly protecting the borders, then taking a look at amnesty for law-breaking invaders. But he refuses to personally take the blame for not fulfilling the sworn duty of protecting America from enemies, both foreign and domestic. Since President Obama likes to throw blame around, I wonder when he will turn around and blame himself and Eric Holder for using the U.S. Justice Department to obstruct real justice in regards to serious issues like the death of four Americans in Benghazi, for starters. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we roll on ruthlessly into the third hour on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was on my way to going against the norm there in the last hour. I know how the majority of you feel about elections. You feel they're wastes of time, that they've already been predetermined who's going to win, who's going to lose. Now, my state in 2010, in a concerted effort, we had one guy, I think his last name was Spratt, Democrat, who had been in the House of Representatives for 26 years, had an enormous war chest. And this upstart named Mick Mulvaney was going up against him. And this was during the absolute tsunami that was the Tea Party wave coming, sweeping across the country. And a lot of people that wanted to unseat him started going door to door. And if there was ever a predetermined outcome in an election, I thought that one had already been drawn. But no, with very little money, hardly any money at all, Mick Mulvaney unseated Mr. Spratt and is now in Congress. He doesn't get a lot. He's not as flashy as my man Trey Gowdy is. He's not as controversial as Tim Scott is in the Senate, being the only black Republican senator there. He's just a steady player. He's like a utility player on a baseball team. He does it all. He just does it without a whole lot of fanfare. And he unseated a 13-term. Member of the House of Representatives. And this was in the same election, mind you, that Jim DeMint ran against a guy named Alvin Green, who beat the presumed Democratic nominee for that Senate seat and got 400,000 votes in my state. Alvin Green, do you remember him? He got a lot of national attention. He didn't do any campaigning. He didn't put up a campaign ad. He kept being sought out for interviews on television, and he got 400,000 plus votes. He got more votes than the winner of the South Carolina State Treasury, Curtis Loftus, who's as conservative as the day is long. I think that's the way that went. I may be wrong about that, but he got a lot of votes for nobody knowing who he was. It was so big, and Such an anomaly that a lot of people were questioning what happened. Did we do it? Did the conservatives do that? I can't even remember the guy that was supposed to win it. He spent $200,000 on his campaign. Al Green spent whatever money it takes to register. I think they may have confused him with the soul singer, but I don't know. I have no idea. So elections in some cases, are not foregone conclusions. You know, Gun Owners of America helped unseat Richard Lugar, as an example, in Indiana. I think it is. When we have an election, when you vote, whoever you vote for, if they persevere and win the election, we have given them permission. Given them permission. We have granted permission to them to oversee the execution of the Constitution of the United States. Now, that's not what actually happens, of course. And it's not going to happen in one fell swoop. So, going back to the concealed carry permit thing, yes, that is a concession of sorts, because there are some people that will never seek one, and they're going to carry a gun anyway. And the Second Amendment should be your carry permit. I firmly agree with you. At the same time, I can't fight the fight from jail. You can't fight the fight from jail. And doing anything that makes you a prohibited person willingly is not a smoking hot idea. Ask Adam Kokesh. Ask him how good that's working for him. If you're going to be in ideological combat, which is what we're in, we are in ideological combat in lieu of actual combat. Being in actual combat is not everything is cranked up to be, believe me. And in ideological combat, we do have right on our side. We do have facts on our side. We do have the Constitution on our side. But we're not the problem. We're not, and we shouldn't be trying to preach only to the choir. We get a lot of amens out of that, but we've got to convert people. We're not going to convert the gun grabbers because they're elite, but they're the minority. We've got to convert the people that don't know. Now, a lot of people that don't know are joining us on a daily basis, and our side grows stronger each and every day. But I submit to you very simply, I am willing to declare that this government, the federal government, probably your state government, probably your local government, probably your community government, they all, to some degree, commit malfeasance of office. Because if you live by the Constitution, if you go by the Constitution, government is a real short meeting. It's not something that convenes and goes on for months and months and months and months and months. It's a very short thing. It's a very simple thing to go out, do a quick overview, and figure out if constitutional things are happening in execution of office, and then if they're not, then correct them, very simply. We got away from that a long time ago. We got away from that a long time ago. We got swept up in, you know, the 1930s, you know, we got swept up by the Great Depression, then we got swept up by the euphoria of World War II after it was over. We got swept up by the fear of World War II when it began, when we were attacked at Pearl Harbor. And every time we get swept up in one of these things, for some reason, a lot of people throw common sense out the window, and they want government to do something. And that's when government should be doing nothing. Now, this cat Francis here, you know, writing about open carry, talks about the reckless and the fools and the wife beaters and all the other things. And once again, give me the numbers on that, if you would, please. Don't just get out there and say they are there. We know they're there. You know they're there. But what is the incidence of that? Because time and time again, people who go through the process of getting a permit to carry a gun are found to be the most law-abiding out there. So what your generalized statement is just not holding water for me. And if you have data, as I told Tom, you know, I said, I told Tom, I go where the data takes me. That's how I form my opinion, based upon fact. Based upon fact. And anybody that goes against freedom when it's fact-based and totally backed by good numbers like we are, they've got a different agenda than mine. Now, there will be some of you that are going to say, you're going to point fingers at people, at groups, okay? We'll continue on with this because we're getting conceptual here, but I'm challenging you. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I draw a great deal on my approach to ideological combat, the same way I was trained for actual combat. And it was infuriating when I was in the Army. We would have an S2 or an S3. I can't remember which one was in charge of actual operations of the battalion. I think it may have been, I can't remember. Somebody help me with that. It's remembers the military, is it S2 or S3 that goes operational in the battalion or battalion command staff. We would have him get out there and map things out as to how we were going to operate. Now, the best and easiest way to get into combat is during a nice sunny day with no obstructions in your way and go there and go do what you do. And it'd be very nice if the enemy would accommodate you and just simply wait on you and act like they didn't know you were coming and then let us take them down, slaughter them, massacre them, whatever, however you want to put it. That's what happens. S2, thank you, Recon. Recon's Marine. Yeah, baby. Got a Marine on my board. But no, the S2 would never do that. The S2 would look and he'd see a clear road and he'd see just a avenue of approach on, that was just filled with all kinds of obstacles and it was just going to be painful just to go through it and everything else. And then on top of that, we'd have to do it in darkness. It was horrible. But then if we went that way, guess what? We'd win. We'd persevere every time because we were coming from the least likely avenue of approach. Now, for those of you out there that say, it shouldn't be this way, therefore I'm not going to go this way, that's fine. I fully agree with you. However, I'm very intent on winning in my lifetime. I'm very intent on winning. We have been brought to where we are through a lot of deviousness, a lot of lies, a lot of moments when the country has been vulnerable, when the country has been frightened, and a lot of people have taken advantage of that. They have abused their power. They have forgotten that we gave them permission to safeguard the Constitution and make sure the country runs that way. Fine. That's their tactic. I'm prepared to start chipping back at them, to start chipping away at their wall of tyranny. Every time they come up with something, yes, let's knock them off balance by all means. Let's just make them, hit them, clock them one good shot in the jaw and let them try to figure out how to regroup. In the case of the gun control argument, it's the same thing over and over again. It'll be like the Wild West. There'll be death in the streets, blood in the gullies. It'll be all this stuff. It'll be pandelirium. Except that never bears itself out. That never bears itself out. We know what they do. We know what they don't do. It would be a very simple thing to be a constitutional government, but it's going to be a very difficult thing to get there. Now, I have the permit. I haven't always felt this way, but I look at this as a way for me to continue to get closer to them. Because in combat, your mission is to seek out, close with, and destroy your enemy. Now, I don't have to seek out my enemy because they get all the press. I know exactly who they are and what they're doing. But every time I get a chance to prove them wrong, like having a permit and not committing a crime while I carry a gun, I'm proving them wrong. And then facts begin to lie on my side. New precedent-making facts. This is not a bad way to fight it. In the chat room, they're saying it's until the bad guy gets the idea. The bad guy has had the idea. The only problem with the idea that they've got is it's all based on complacency and stupidity. And that's just not happening nowadays. It used to happen in the 50s and the 60s because we didn't have dissemination of information the way we have it now. There's probably people out there that never watch TV and know everything that's going on in the country. After you read some of these things enough, I see a lot of people develop this native intelligence within them to where they can read between the lines, figure out what is sensationalism and what is fact. Normally, fact is quite boring. Do we need to beat on them a little bit? Yes, we do. And that time will present itself because every time, every day, when law-abiding citizens go out with permits so they know who we are, Every time we don't commit a crime, we have beaten back the stereotype they stamp on us right in the middle of our forehead. And with every day that that passes, that goes from being a trend to a fact. One day in the United States, there's one of two things that's going to happen. Actually, one of three things. One of three things that's going to happen in the United States. There will either be two setups of the United States, one conservative and one liberal. In the liberal side, there will be no jobs, there will be no money, there will be lots of crime, and there will be a lot of poverty. On the conservative side, we'll still have crime, and we'll have dead criminals. We'll have free enterprise. We'll have commerce. We'll have prosperity. Mixing the two creates stagnation. That's one scenario. The other scenario is that the country will continue to educate itself. I don't know how long this is going to take, but I'm in it for the fight. They're going to continue to educate themselves. They're going to become more aware, just like Skynet. They're going to figure out these tyrants for who they are. They're going to figure out what they're doing, why they're doing it. They're going to look more and more and more at all of the stuff that they are labeled with and realize, well, I'm not that guy. I'm not that person. And they're going to begin to resent it, and we will lurch slowly back to the center right, or we're going to have an armed revolution. And two things are going to happen with that. It's going to be a bad day in Baghdad for a lot of people, but at the same time, the country will reset itself because there is no logistical way for the government to beat us. There is no logistical way. First two or three days are going to be horrific. A lot of people are going to die. A lot of good people are going to die. But in that scenario, over the course of the days that it was going to take, days, we will persevere. It'd be nice to be around and see that happen, but that, you know. So those are the three ways I see it going. Now, the middle one that I just described, the increased awareness and everything else, that happens when people seek out information. And that's really the best way to go. We don't want to divide the country and make it into two countries. And we don't want, because we're the most powerful planet. We should be, we have every asset in place to be forever the biggest player on the planet and the freest player on the planet. All of that's just been prostituted. It's been taken the wrong way. It's been handled with malfeasance. But we can take care of that. We can. Part of survival in any environment is to have a good, positive mental attitude. If you're cold, get warm. If you're hungry, eat. That kind of thing. That helps your mental attitude. Feed yourself with a little information and get active. See what happens then. We'll get back out of the conceptual and go back into fact next time. And when we get back on a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
The low rider is a little higher.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
I'm afraid of Americans, I'm afraid of the world, I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of Americans.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I'm not going by the FEMA designations, Art. The other day, in Louisiana, there was a bill that was defeated by an 8-4 vote in a House committee this past Wednesday. This was HB 1189. It was crushed during a hearing of the House Administration of Criminal Justice Committee with bipartisan opposition. The fact that four people voted for it is bad. This would have made it a crime to expose a gun to a child in Louisiana. This means, you know, showing a, you know, like, if I have a child and I'm putting on my gun to carry it, I'm committing a crime, which probably puts me on the prohibited persons list. It would have made it illegal to unintentionally or intentionally expose children under age 10 to a firearm that is not locked in a container or secured by a locking device. In a container or a locking device, read that to mean inoperable. This was put forth by Representative Barbara Norton, Democrat from Shreveport. She said, I'm not asking you to give up your gun. I'm only asking you to protect those children. I hope one day in the state of Louisiana that we put children first. I am hoping and praying. Miss Norton, you presumptuous... I can't even say that right because I'm just going in so many different directions. Your job is not to micromanage the way a bunch of parents raise their kids. You are the problem. Because you think you know better than parents. Who are you to dictate to anyone what a parent does inside their home with their own children? If they are not actively physically abusing a child, harming a child, sexually abusing a child, there's a lot of bad things a parent can do to a child. Inadvertently or on purpose, showing a child a gun is not one of them. You've been watching too many Moms Demand Action commercials, lady. Now, by their language, it would have been defined as the intentional or criminally negligent exposure by anyone who's 17 years of age or older to any child under the age of 10 years to a firearm which is not secured or rendered inoperable. The only exceptions to the two-page bill would be while engaged in hunting, target shooting, or a hunter's education course. Violations of the law would have incurred a $300 to $500 fine and up to 6 months in jail or both. This is her creating crime where there is no crime. And we can't have that. There is no such thing as pre-crime. We have to resist the urge to create pre-crime at all costs. Because then we're trying to regulate preemptively the human nature of man. And how on earth do you know that accurately? Among those who testified Wednesday against the bill was Jay Hunt III, director of the Louisiana Shooting Association, who called the measure laudable but poorly written. HB 1189 would have made it a crime to expose a child under the age of 11 to a gun. That's right. If your 8-year-old were to see your gun, you would have committed a crime. The bill was a complete disaster. I say unintentionally because that would get applied. They would, you know, you would be called irresponsible because accidentally your child saw your gun or something like that. Your underage 10 child would see your gun accidentally. So that is still a crime, you see, because you're too irresponsible to understand how to safeguard your child from laying eyes on a gun. Who knows what's going to happen to them if they see that? Now, do you want to know how you keep children from accidentally shooting themselves with a gun? You take out the gun, you get rid of the mystique of the gun, and you teach them about why they're unsafe at their age, and you promise them that as soon as you get big enough, I'm going to take you shooting. You give them a goal, you give them just enough information for them to understand that it is dangerous if you don't know what you're doing with it, and you know, put it somewhere where they can't get to it. That's not all your guns. If you're carrying a gun, if you put it somewhere where you can get to it and they can't. You want to know the best place to do that in the home? On your hip. Also in opposition was the National Rifle Association, who vowed to continue to reduce firearm accidents among children through firearm safety programs, such as their Eddie Eagle program, stating this would do more to make Louisiana children safer than ill-conceived legislation such as HB 1189. Now, people, don't fall for the it's for the children thing. This lady, for all I know, she firmly believes this. This is part of her soul and everything. And committing malfeasance of office, even though you're misguided, is still malfeasance. I commend the NRA for the Eddie Eagle program because it does teach children how to react around guns. Children shouldn't be picking up guns. I'm down with that. But at the same time, they're creating a crime out of nothing that is a crime. They're expanding the prohibited persons list. With Wednesday's vote, this horrible bill is defeated and effectively dead. It will be back. Wait and see. It will be back. We've seen this in St. Louis. In St. Louis, they wanted to create at one school district, they wanted to create a de facto gun registry by making it a requirement that if a child lived in a home that had a gun, that had to be reported to the school district. They will use children as a pry bar any chance they get. They'll parade them around. They'll put, pick, you know, Moms Demand Action. They got this little picture of the, what was it? Somebody asked me if it was a GMO egg. I don't know what kind of egg it is. It's some egg that apparently has been banned. And an AR-15. What was a GMO egg? Anyway, I missed that trend. One of the things that they always tell us is the only people that should have guns are the police, which police should carry guns because that's part and parcel of their job. So let's talk about two police who were carrying guns and they were trying to execute their job. Their names are Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies, Julio Cesar Martinez and Anthony Manuel Pais. And right now they're in hot water because they were charged with planting guns at a medical marijuana dispensary in 2011 in order to make arrests. Wait a minute. They created a crime. Both deputies have left the L.A. County Sheriff's Office in 2013, early to 2013. Their leaving was described by the office as separation following an administrative investigation. According to the L.A. Times, the pair not only are alleged to have planted two firearms at the scene, but also have to have disabled security and surveillance equipment. Now they got prosecutors talking about them. In court documents filed last week, prosecutors said that on August 24, 2011, the pair shut off electricity and a video surveillance system inside the dispensary, then planted the weapons. Martinez and Pais were patrolling West 87th Place that day when Martinez said he saw a man with a gun in his shorts pocket take part in a drug deal, the felony complaint states. Martinez said he followed the man to the dispensary and watched him discard the gun near a trash can. The complaint says the deputy said they found a second gun sitting on a desk near some ecstasy pills. Prosecutors said that Martinez actually kicked a wall outlet to shut off the electricity, and then Pais then opened a drawer, pulled out a gun, and put it in the chair. Prosecutors said Pais planted another gun on top of the desk, which he had crawled under to disable the security system. They then arrested two men, one on suspicion of having an unregistered firearm, another for possessing ecstasy in the presence of a firearm. They face multiple felonies themselves. Oh, gosh. And they could face up to 7 years in prison, each if convicted. Court officials have contacted the attorney of the suspect who was arrested by the pair. I should think so. Get ready to let some money flow from your taxpayers, L.A. County. I mentioned this earlier. Well, I can't mention it right now because break's coming. So I'll mention it when we get back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
sure. There are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. Herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
And welcome back. As we get ready to go away on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. We saw Terry McAuliffe parachute into Virginia and get elected governor. And I knew where he was going to go. And guess what? He doesn't fail to disappoint. There was a Senate bill, 377, and he got to Terry McAuliffe's desk as governor, and he wrote a little amendment to it, which would have created a de facto gun registration scheme for those seeking to sell, trade, or transfer their lawfully owned firearms to a gun dealer. Now, in its original form, SB 377 was passed and sent to the governor. And it, as it is set up, it requires a gun dealer to destroy all submitted consent forms for transfer of a firearm determined not to be lost or stolen within 2 weeks. The governor's amendment would mandate that those consent forms be kept by the dealer for at least 90 days with no requirement to ever destroy them. Now, what does that do? What do we hear happening all across the fruited plain? We hear about ATF agents going to gun shops and copying their 4473s now, don't we? All right. Now, with the Senate rejection of this anti-gun amendment, SB 77 will now be returned to Governor McAuliffe in its original form. Some of the details about the amendment that were shot down would allow gun dealers seeking to purchase, trade, or transfer a firearm from a non-dealer individual to submit information on that firearm to law enforcement to determine if it had been reported lost or stolen. Included in this process is a consent form, which must contain all identification taken in writing from the person selling, trading, or transferring the firearm to the dealer, as well as the firearm information. Now, the original 377 stipulates that should the firearm be determined to not have been reported lost or stolen, the dealer is required to destroy the consent form within 2 weeks. Nothing wrong with a little due diligence when it comes to picking up a gun. I mean, why do you think gun buybacks don't work? A lot of criminals say, well, I can get rid of this gun I used to kill somebody last week, and I can get me an Xbox One. McAuliffe's action had deep anti-gun applications and implications. While SB 77 was passed and sent to the governor, the governor's amendment would mandate that these consent forms would be kept by the dealer for at least 90 days with no requirement to destroy them ever. If you keep them for 90 days, what's going to happen on day 91? You've probably forgotten about it, right? Have you ever seen the mountain of paperwork a gun dealer has to keep up with? Just the form 4473s in a month if he's selling guns on any volume. Just go check out the stack. If you know one, go out there and say, show me your stack of paperwork that you have to deal with every day, dude. Show me your book, show me how big that is, and show me how many 440s, 473s you process. With that stuff being in there for 90 days, that would tell the ATF or any government agency that on any given day they can go in there and find this stuff and find who sold the gun to them. And even though it hasn't been determined that it's been determined that it was not lost or stolen, you still get to get information on this person because he probably owns other guns. Guess it. Why do you think they wanted the Ares Armor customer list and the EP Armory customer list? They want to know who everybody is that has guns, which they don't know for the most part right now. Now, one thing that we have to, you know, here's the thing, as far as we're going to try to do two quick pieces right here, okay? As far as the Supreme Court getting the Drake decision, the Drake case, let's say they do get it and they do act upon it, and they make the decision that, hey, you know what? There is no justifiable need. It's in the Constitution. You're given the right to keep and bear arms, carry guns, yes. Okay. Do you expect it not to be infringed upon again? Do you? Like what Chicago's doing. As we go out the door, let's pay a little homage to the gift that keeps on giving, Mike Bloomberg. Mike Bloomberg has told everybody out there that he has bought a ticket on the express train to heaven. Which I guess by, you know, because of his leanings, that means that me and people like me are going to hell. His big passions are gun control and public health. He wants to run, which is, you know, pretty much covers a lot of stuff, both of which involve restricting people's freedom for no legitimate reason for what might happen. And he's going to spend $50 million. Now, let's take background checks, for example, shall we? The expanded background check system, which would piggyback on the current background check system, if you don't take a really good close look at it, seems sort of unobjectionable. It's become part of buying a gun. Until you realize that the whole point of the background check system is to strip people of their Second Amendment right, often for a trivial reason. The Gun Control Act of 1968, as an example, bars gun ownership for unlawful users of any controlled substance. Bloomberg used to smoke dope. And at the same time as New York mayor, he presided over a crackdown on pot smokers featuring illegal arrests for a public display of marijuana. Now he wants to make sure that cannabis consumers, read that to mean lawful users, never exercise their constitutional right for armed self-defense. That's not how the Gun Control Act of 1968 was written. Unlawful. That one rule would disarm more than 30 million Americans, according to the federal government survey data. It does not matter why people consume cannabis. In the state of Illinois, which is implementing a medical marijuana program, initially said participating patients would not be allowed to keep their guns. Last week, in response to objections from medical marijuana and gun rights activists, they had to reverse their decision because they're doing something lawful now. Pass the law, live with the consequence. Under federal law, which Bloomberg wants fully enforced, these patients will be committing a crime by owning firearms. I don't see how that's written that way, though. I just don't see how that's written that way. Now, in Illinois, this proved controversial. And Illinois is a gun-grabbing state. How is that going to run in Arizona? How is that going to run in Georgia? How is that going to run in Michigan? Bloomberg seems unaware or unwilling to acknowledge that the ways in which his persona of a billionaire, aren't we told by Harry Reid that billionaires are evil? He's also the one that banned Big Gulp. That's going to undercut his efforts in conservative states because, yes, you're going to have to, he wants federal law. That means all the states. Bloomberg thinks he's a rock star. We'll see where that goes. As far as the going to heaven part, we'll never know, of course. We'll never know if he went to heaven until we get there and we see him there. I don't know if that's going to happen, because if that happens, then guess what? When I get to heaven, I'm going looking for Bloomberg. Because unless something happens really drastic in the next few days, I think he goes before I do. So, just from natural causes. He's about 20 years older than me. That's all I'm saying. Keep your chin up. We're winning. Keep your chin up. Keep your eyes open. Your mouth. Restrict that a little bit because you'll hear a lot more when you're not calling attention. Gather good intel. Then when the time comes to scream, scream loud. Go loud. We'll do this again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not ever. It's always been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.